Bang.
Where's my... Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today? It's doing a lot of raining in Marion, Ohio, but not much sun, but keep your spirits up. God is still on the throne. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People. Hope you stay for the entire show. We are on the air the first hour from 10:15 until 11 o'clock. Second hour will take place at 11:15 to the top of the hour at 12 noon. I need to share with you that we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 7403-839944 if you have any questions or just want to be a part of our show today. So thank you for tuning in once again. Some more information I need to share with you, like those who faithfully support a voice of a people other than you who listen faithfully. But we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have logoschristianministries.com. We have Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Leader Street of Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, no free produce until the third Saturday of April of 2024. No free produce until April, the third Saturday in April of 2024. But they do have a wellness fitness campus adjacent to their sanctuary, and it is open to the public. Please respect their property. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and all Marion County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you are interested in your student becoming a part of this program, please contact Cheryl Lee once again at 740-262-0939. Or just go to your student's elementary school to the office and pick up a registration form. Okay, now I have a thought for today. I'd like to start my day off with a thought that may help me, and if not me, help you, right? Okay, let's see what this one says. Oh boy, power of positive. Let me see. Woo, fill the gap. How do we do that? In a world where everyone has their own set of challenges, it's important to remember the power of support and understanding. If you notice someone struggling with a weakness, consider it not just an opportunity, but a duty to lend a hand. Talking about someone's struggles doesn't showcase strength or kindness. True greatness in the essence of human compassion lies in actively helping to overcome those struggles. By bridging a gap in someone's journey, we not only aid their growth, but also enrich our own lives with purpose and empathy. Wow, what a thought today.
Yeah, that's a big one.
To digest, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big one. I like every bit of it.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Now, the voice you hear is my guest today, Marie Harrington.
Lucky you.
Oh, yeah, because we've been trying to get together for a few months now, so.
I'm actually nervous. It's been so long since I've been on here.
Well, that's a new one, right?
Yeah, it is for me. It is for me. But with everything that's been going on and weather being what it was and illness throughout the city being what it was,
yes.
I ended up being home more than I wanted to be.
Yeah. It probably was best, safer anyway.
Well, I don't know if it was safer or not, but that's where I was. It was lonelier, I can tell you that much, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be. You know, being living in a home by yourself has its challenges, for sure.
It does, especially when things go wrong and you have to find somebody to come and fix them, and you're putting money out that you really can't afford to put out, but you've got to get it done.
Yes.
You know, you have to maintain or it's going to get worse, that kind of thing.
Yeah, handyman. You have to. But sometimes, you know, God puts people in your path to help you out.
He does, and people who've been doing my work have been very reasonable.
Great.
But, you know, you also get what you pay for, so. You know, if it starts working when they're done, I'm happy.
Yes. Amen. I agree with you on that. So what does your 2020, what's going to be different about your 2024 than what 2023 was?
Okay, I guess this is a hope thing, okay? I really don't know what's going to be different for the new year.
Yeah.
I always put my life in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Because I really have no control. Mm-hmm. Everything that's going on politically, we have no control. Yes, we go to the polls, and yes, we take our part in that. That's the only control we have. But the fact of the matter is, there's people in places, and they are making choices, and even when we make choices, they change them. So, you know, our world is becoming very fascist, communistic.
Mm.
And I don't like what I'm seeing, but I haven't liked what I was seeing for several years.
Oh, yeah.
I can say at least 10, 15 years. The Lord gives me dreams, and a couple of the dreams I've had, I said, please don't let me see that no more.
Oh, wow.
Because it was pretty scary. But I have to trust in Him, as we all do.
Right.
And I believe that He's going to see us through this time. I believe this is what you would call the precursor. The showing of what is to be. It's not as bad as it's going to be. So if you think it's bad now, pull up your big girl or big boy pants. But if you're smart, you're going to have a Bible in your hip pocket.
Yes.
You're going to pull it out. You're going to start reading.
Yes.
You're going to start thinking. Mm-hmm. You're going to start believing. You're going to start doing according to what the Word of God says.
We better.
Yeah. Otherwise... we're going to visit a wonderful place when this is all over. It's called hell.
So it won't be the one you've been dreaming about and thinking of, right?
No. Oh,
on the same plateau with the angels flying in and flying out. It won't be that one.
It most certainly will not. So, you know, and it's going to be hell on earth. But we can also do something now because we can be praying heaven down to earth.
Praying. Yes.
You know. And the Our Father says, you know, like, Father God, you know, kingdom come, your will be done.
Yes.
So that's a big prayer every day.
Right.
Is the Our Father.
Right.
So I wasn't planning on preaching, but you know how I am. I mean, everything kind of circles about Him.
Oh, yeah. And this is where we are in our life today, like you said. this is a precursor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people may not be aware. But they better start being aware. And people that are not in their word, they need to start being in their word, because you just can't all of a sudden, here I am, Lord, you know.
That's right.
You need to be in the word of God, which is like transforming our mind and not being conformed to this world.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
This is not our home. And a lot of people think, well, this is my home. When I leave here, I'm going to the la-la land, right? Which is heaven. Everybody thinks they're going to heaven, right?
Everybody thinks so. Oh, I lived a good life. I was a good person.
Right. I treated everybody right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, tell me about the guy who walked by, didn't have two plug nickels to put together, and had nothing, little to nothing to wear in the dead of winter. What did you do for him? Did you at least grab him a cup of coffee?
Right.
You know.
Or hello.
Oh, hi. A smile.
Right.
The young family walking down the street, pulling a basket full of whatever might be their belongings. What can we do for them?
Oh, wow.
How can we help open more shelters? How can we open our hearts to them? Yeah, it's dangerous to just bring them into your home. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that peanut butter truck.
Right.
Those people, they stepped up to the plate.
Yes, they did.
Pastor Jackie Peterson, in the time since she has done feedings there,
oh, yes.
She stepped up to the plate. Pastor Corey Rogers, doing that building of a house and so that a family can get started for six
right.
months to a year and get on their feet and get
right.
renewal. And I know they're trying to get a second one started. He's also got the additional building on his property that he's working on that, you know, I don't know if he's going to use it just for teaching. He may use it for a place for people to stay,
okay.
place to feed from. I don't know. We only talked about it a little bit. That was over a year ago.
Okay.
But that stuff all takes time, and
yes.
it takes hands.
Yes, it,
and I so much wanted to go and help him. But as soon as I had that plan,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I had a plan to go in and do something with somebody for somebody, I got knocked down physically.
Right.
Physically knocked down. So for almost this entire past year, dragged myself to the grocery store, dragged myself, you know, to do whatever it is I have to do.
Oh, yeah.
But to try to get myself built back up, it hasn't really happened yet. And I really want that to happen. Count my blessings.
Oh, yeah. But see, and we think, I think, how I felt 20 years ago. I don't think that's coming back. It might, you know, I feel a little better sometimes, but, you know, it's, we're going the other way. I'll put it that way.
But why?
We're going the other way.
Why? Why can't we be like Moses or Abraham?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, they went on to Sarah.
But look what they did for God.
Not only what they did for God, their lifestyles.
Oh, yeah, so different.
We've got so much stuff being dropped into our atmosphere, our food and our water. You know, I mean,
all the medicine and stuff we take. And that's
yeah, well, that I don't do.
Yeah.
That I do take one blood, well, it's a water pill, actually.
Right.
The rest of what I take is vitamins.
Okay.
You know, so I take very little in the way of medication.
Well, that's great.
I take a Tylenol early morning, a Tylenol late night. And then I do like a TEMS unit, but I miss going to the Y.
Oh, okay. I used to do the water.
Yeah, I used to do the water therapy, and I need to get back into it and get over there.
Yeah.
You know, but I just haven't been able to do it because the drive in the wintertime, once we get the ice and the snow, I can't do that.
I understand. I get that. I really do.
So I back off on that.
Right. Right.
You know, in those freezing temperatures, I back off.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've been blessed. I mean, now we have this rain, but temperatures aren't as bad. And if this is winter for us, it's not bad, you know.
It's not bad, but it's a little gloomy. Disconcerting.
Yeah.
Because we know January you get a freeze, but usually your freeze comes towards the end, not the beginning. If this is the way it's going to be, and it's already warming up for, it looks like almost 2 weeks straight of warmth, then is this our
spring?
is this our, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, Lord, what's happening?
Right.
But he is making a lot of things happen.
Yes, he is. He's changing things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
And it's funny because many years ago I said to someone, I said, I had this gut feeling that Ohio's going to be like what Florida is now, and Florida's going to eventually have our weather. And it's funny because they actually had snow this past year.
Yeah, in Georgia.
Yeah, you know, down that way. So, I mean, I don't wish it on them, but yeah.
Me either. Me either.
Yeah. So.
A cough drop, but I guess I don't have one.
But, you know, everything is got to work its way through what's going on right now.
So in the way of ministry, I know you was a minister out at the prison.
Right.
Have you considered going back into prison ministry?
I was on my way back in. the fellas really wanted me to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had every intention of getting back in there after last, what was it, Easter. And I contacted the guy, the chaplain in charge, and I was told that there's changes in the state rulings and that I couldn't come in. I said, why? Okay, I hope I'm not getting anybody in trouble here, but this is what I was told. I was told that it's because women are no longer allowed to minister in men's prisons. They can only minister in the women's prison. Well, I do not want to go to Marysville. I am not comfortable in Marysville.
Right.
I've always been comfortable ministering with the men, and I think that a lot of them need to be touched and realize that their mothers, their grandmothers, their aunts, they could have made mistakes, and they need to be able to forgive them to be able to heal.
Right.
So that's where what I looked at that and just taking Christ to them. And I was one of the few people that ever brought communion into them, which was a mind-boggling thought. Yeah, I don't know what it's like now, but I used to take communion into them. I mean, it's quite a thing to do that because you have to, you know, get it sent through certain channels and then get it back into your hands. But when Pastor Cola was there, he was really great. And he wanted me to become the chaplain when he left, but I was not, I don't think, educated the way the state would want me to be.
Okay.
So I said no.
And license and all
that. Yeah, and their licensing. I'm licensed, but as an independent chaplain.
Okay.
And I had heard about a new program where they were going to do something to help the fellas as they come out. And then when I went to check on that program, I went to Corey Rogers Church to hear about that one. And same thing. I would have to go to the women's prison to do that.
Really?
Yeah. And what you're supposed to do is you're going to get, I think they said like 3 to 5 people assigned to you. And you keep in touch with them to make sure when they come out, they're still going to church. How do you do that? That far away. That's almost an impossibility.
It is impossible.
I mean, it's all phone calls. Or else you're driving everywhere. But if they need help, how are you going to get to them? You know, I mean, it didn't make much sense to me. And I said, no, my spirit did not say take part in this.
Right.
You know, but my heart goes out to all of these people that are incarcerated, not because, oh, boo-hoo, they did wrong.
Right.
And no, because they need to have the opportunity to know Christ.
Yes, they do.
Now, Mother Cook is still at NCCI, and she wanted me to come in and do with her or for her when she wouldn't be there. So I was speaking with the pastor there, and he said, no, he said, I'm not even going to take your application because I'm not allowed to bring a woman in here anymore. When Mother Cook's done,
that's
it for the females. I said, this is absolutely ludicrous. It's about as ridiculous as it can get. But that was their choice.
Right.
Now, and this morning in the paper, I saw that now they're going to start breaking up our children's prisons. Not that I want children in prison as it is.
I know.
But the large ones are going to be broken up, according to DeWine and the study he had done. And when they break those down, they want to do more, not like home locations, but smaller groups of people in smaller places. Almost sounds like the halfway houses that we have for the adults that are getting out.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't have enough of those.
No, we don't.
Now, let's see us find, you know, housing for the juveniles.
Yeah.
You know, and some of those prison juveniles are pretty mean little dudes.
Oh, yeah, they are. That's
and
why
girls.
They are there.
Right. You know, so, but they want to get them closer to home, closer to their families. Well, I can understand that. But is the reason they got in there because of their family and because of their area that they lived in?
Okay.
Are you just sending them back to where they came from? You know, there's a lot of questions to be answered on that yet. And it'll take a year or two probably before they can get these places built.
Right.
You know, but I suppose they're getting funds to build it. Wow. So,
like you say, a precursor of what is to come.
Well, you know, years ago, do you remember a movie where New York City was nothing but, it was locked down, and it was all surrounded by razor wire, and they used that as a prison for all the people. Everybody got sent there.
What was the name of that movie?
I can't remember it. I wish I could.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, there was a movie like that. And I thought, holy cow, I hope that's not what we're going to see someday.
It wasn't King of New York, was it?
I really don't remember. I'd have to go looking again. You know, and it's just everything's just so crazy.
It is.
Downright crazy.
It's changing.
I mean, I can go for a certain amount of change, but mm-hmm. this is moving so fast.
It is.
And it's moving according to the devil's timeline right
yes.
now. He's
yes.
pushing it.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Pushing it. So we have to push back. Christians have to push
That's
back.
That's true. So true.
On that timeline.
But the Lord said if he did not speed up the time, the very elect would not be saved.
So we have got to help the Lord. The Lord puts us on our feet.
Right.
Our hands, our voices, mm-hmm. our bodies. If we're with Jesus Christ, they
right.
are him.
Yes.
We are in him. He is in us.
Yes.
So we have a duty.
Mm-hmm.
We have a duty to go forth.
Yes, we do.
And do as he wants us to do.
Absolutely.
You know, and maybe we can help save some of this mess.
And you know, I this just crossed my mind when you said it. Because persecution is coming.
Oh, yeah.
To the Christians.
Oh, yeah. We'll be looking at home churches soon.
Yes. Hiding. You know, just to have underground churches.
Why not? They got underground tunnels that help keep the the immigrants that aren't papered
oh,
hidden.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How, okay. And half of them got in that way between Mexico and Texas and
tunnels.
Arizona. Oh, yeah. They've been showing up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Huge tunnels. There's tunnels all over under New York. There's tunnels all over Washington, D.C. No, I am not one of those crazy theorists. This is stuff I've actually seen.
Right, right.
You know,
wow.
Even national news is finally speaking on it.
Mm-hmm.
About time.
Wow.
About time to tell
truth.
Can't
hide from the Lord either.
No. And he's shining lights. You know, I remember in 2020, he told me 2020 was going to be a year of vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, 2020 you can see clearly. But what he was doing was he was beginning to open our vision as to what was going on in this world.
Right.
To see who was doing what.
Mm-hmm.
What was that doing to the rest
of
us?
A lot of things were uncovered. You're so right.
So much has been, and a lot more is going to be uncovered.
Yes, it is.
People are going to be so shocked. Don't be so shocked. Don't be surprised where all your money is in stocks and bonds so you can be a multimillionaire if it just goes poof.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump off the building. Jump into the arms of Christ.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
I mean.
And do it before that happens.
Yes, please. But, you know, so that it's not all that. Because even though we're talking about this, believe mm-hmm. it or not, the one thing I am not frightened.
No, me either.
And I thought years ago that this would be a very frightening time, but I'm
well,
not
it is
frightened.
For some people.
Yeah, but I'm not frightened because I know Jesus.
And we have hope.
And oh, I have my hope in him.
We have hope.
I have hope in him.
You're so right. We have hope.
You know, so I'm very thankful for that. And I really would like to see a lot of changes take place in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
I wouldn't even care if Washington, D.C. was no longer Washington, D.C.
exist
as it is now. Because it's a very sad, bad place. New York City is nowhere near what it used to be. It used to be a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And you could feel it in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Now, no. Mm-mm. That's not what it feels like when you go there.
Wow, California is out the chain.
Oh,
well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, San Francisco's been going through some really bad flooding this past week.
Wow. They have a lot of homeless there as well.
Yeah. I mean, left and right, you've got this devastation.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
But you can understand why. If people don't live by the word.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord is a vengeance God. Mm-hmm. He's a God of vengeance. He's a God of equality within his people.
Mm-hmm.
He
yes,
loves
he
his kids. He doesn't want to see anybody lost.
No, he does not.
But if you want to insist on being lost, then you're going to get what you're going to get. It's like a parent saying, please don't do that again. I'm going to have to spank you.
Right.
I'm going to spank you. Well, he's doing a heck of a lot of heavy spanking right now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he said, do not despise me chastening you either.
That's right.
You know.
Because it's for your good.
Yes, it is.
I remember every time my mother had spanked me, which wasn't often because I behaved quite well. I was a very, very good little girl. And unfortunately, I was not one of those that stretched my, you know, oats out or anything like that. I just, yes, mom. But if I did do something wrong and I had to get spanked, whether it was just a smack on the hand or spank on the butt, it was enough to make me start to cry. And my mother would sit there and cry and says, I don't want to have to do this, but if I don't, she'll grow up to be bad. And today, people just go, don't do that, and turn around, and it happens all over again. They don't even chastise them.
No,
I don't want you beating your kids, but
teach them,
because that's how so many of these people that are incarcerated, especially the young ones, got incarcerated.
Oh, I know that.
Nobody taught them anything.
No.
The schools can't do all the teaching for us.
No, and they have left it up to the schools.
Right. Instead, mom and dad, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping on anybody's toes. You're at home with your cup of coffee, your cigarette, your TV, your candy. You're maybe puffing on one of those funky cigarettes. I'm not for that law. I don't think they should have approved that law. I'm the old school.
Right.
You know, I am concerned for those that are on that stuff and how much of it they don't realize can be harming them. Because, there's some that's good for health.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some that is anything but.
That's so true.
You know, how do you know whatever you just bought didn't have fentanyl in it? How do you know? Do you know anymore when you open an envelope and you don't know who it's from, what's in it?
That's true.
It's getting pretty...
Yes, it is bad, but like you said, it's going to get worse.
That's right. Then as it gets worse, we have to expect it to turn around and get better. But don't expect whoever walks into Washington, D.C. next to make it better in 6 months.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Or a year. It's going to take... at least 3-4 years to clean up the mess that we have right now.
If it's possible.
You know what I loved this morning? I'm coming over here and I stopped. I looked at the gas station, $2.99.
Yeah.
And then I saw one $2.98, and I thought, interesting. Gas for cars, $2.99, $2.98. The diesel hasn't come down quite as much.
Okay.
But it is coming down a little. But you know what isn't coming down?
What's that?
The diesel's getting charged because that goes up and gets put on the cost of the food that got delivered. So what happens with our food? Let's wake up, people.
I never thought of that. Who would think of that anyway?
I did.
You did. All right.
Actually, I'm driving, and that's what I'm just listening. I'm driving, and in my thought process, this comes to me, you know, and I said, man, that makes some sense.
Wow.
Because also, in the wintertime, they're getting their money off the gas going through the houses so they can lower their gas on the vehicles. When summer comes and you've got air conditioning and electric, then they go ahead and raise their, you want to travel, here's pay more.
Okay.
It's quite a system.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do have that.
It's quite a system.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so... anyway, what else you got to say, Linda?
I'm glad you thought of that because, you know, all of us don't think about things like that. But the government has ways of deceiving the people.
Amen.
It's just deception all the way around. And that was one of the first things when the disciples asked the Lord, what will be the signs of your return? First one, Be not deceived.
Watch out for the false prophets.
Yes.
Watch out for the words spoken for you that do not match the words in the Word.
Yes.
You know, Ten Commandments weren't put in there for nothing.
Right.
The Beatitudes weren't put in there for nothing.
Right.
The gifts of the Spirit weren't put in there for nothing.
Well, the Beatitudes is really should be just human conduct, period.
Right. It should be.
You know.
And if you're following the commandments, they fall into place.
Yes.
But people have never, so many people, so many of our young, even if in our current churches, aren't being taught those things.
Do they even know the Lord's Prayer?
I'm not sure.
They took that out of school.
They took it out of school. They took the Pledge of Allegiance out. Half of them don't know the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Or the Star-Spangled Banner or God Bless America.
Right.
I mean, we took God out of America. What do we expect?
You better believe that.
We've got to bring him back in.
You're so right about that.
Maybe we should start a march when everybody's marching for their equal this, equal that. Bring God back into
Amen.
America.
Amen. And you, so where is our hope as far as America is concerned without God? Where are we going?
Straight to
where
hell.
Where are we going? Where are we going? Where do we hope to go?
Where we're at now? I hope not to be seen by, I'm hoping that you know, the 666 everybody else is wearing.
Right.
I won't have on.
I won't either.
And I won't be seen.
Right.
Because God will put a covering over me.
Right, absolutely.
Because I believe that's also in Revelation somewhere, that, you know, that he's going to cover you.
Well, yeah. That, well, we have his mark as well.
Right, we have his mark. But,
yes.
You know, as far as the evil ones trying to see it, there's going to be times, hopefully, where they won't even know you're standing there. And you're going to get information that can be helpful to others. But, you know, he's got a plan.
Yes, he does.
So all we can do is stay close, open our ears, and hear what he wants us to do individually.
Right.
You know.
God says, I know what I'm doing.
That's right.
I
say, thank you, because
Amen.
I don't.
I don't either. And Jeremiah 29:11, I looked it up in the Message Bible. It was so powerful the other day. It just blew me away. Because King James says, I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, plans of peace and not of evil.
Right.
And to bring you to an expected end, okay? Now, the Message Bible, Jeremiah 29:11, let me get it up. It says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for.
Right. So I guess I better figure out what I'm hoping for. I don't have enough signal in here with my phone to bring my Bible up.
Okay.
I was
going to
look
so
at a couple other. Yeah, because
he knows what he's doing, Marie.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
Well, he has stood back and waited for us to get involved.
Gosh, I know.
And waited. And waited.
And waited.
And now we have to realize it's our turn to do what he wants us to do. If we're not coming to him, if we're not petitioning him, if we're not asking for help for our world, help for Israel, please. Mm-hmm. Help for Israel.
Right.
Open your eyes to what's really going on. I believe that there's going to be a great awakening as to what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. And it's going to shock a lot of people. And I know that right now we're concerned about Israel and the Chinese, and I think it's Iran, that are getting close together. Japanese are after Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea's after South Korea again. Everything's getting ready to get lit.
Wow.
So we have to pray that the Holy Spirit blow out those fires, bring somebody in with common sense to ease it all out.
Common sense.
All right, or I'm gonna be straight with somebody who, in the way of a president, they were afraid of, instead of looking at them as a lamb. We need somebody in that seat that carries power, and carries power that only God can provide him.
Well, yeah.
That's what we need.
And there are no powers that be except they are ordained of God.
That's right. That's right. Only he's going to put that anointing on him and give him that strength.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Right. Still the big dog, though, supposedly. United States.
Oh, we're not even big on the economic scene anymore. We're most certainly not big on the military.
We're still a big dog, though. Everybody still wants to come to America.
That's
so
because
nice
everything's
here.
Being given to them for nothing. Come on now. Let's look at the fact that you can come in, ask to go to New York City when you come over the border.
Oh my gosh.
The Border Patrol puts you in a bus, sends you to New York City. What did New York City do? Put them in the, the Astoria with all payment of everything.
Oh my.
And then outside they put up vending machines free of all their paraphernalia.
Oh my.
My God Almighty.
Well, what does the Statue of Liberty say? Come.
Statue of Liberty from France. Yeah, that's what it says.
It says come.
But
bring your mangled or
yes,
everything.
But when that was put up during those wars,
mm-hmm.
that was put up to welcome in immigrants in the right way.
Yeah.
That had already applied.
Yeah.
Had family here.
True.
People that could take them in. People that sponsored them. That's how they got here. My grandparents, great-grandparents, mm-hmm. got here that way.
Okay.
They came from Lithuania, were incarcerated by the Russians in, can't think of the name of the camp. Anyway, they were in the encampment. They had numbers marked on them.
Okay.
And then my great-grandfather, he escaped the family. We didn't know there was any family left.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know we survived it.
Wow.
What he did was when he escaped, he hid in Poland. He went through Germany, hung on the bottom of a train across the Iron Curtain, worked his way to get transportation,
mm-hmm.
and worked on a boat to get to the United States.
Courage.
Got here, became a member of the community, refused to speak anything but English, taught his kids nothing but English.
Mm.
You don't speak Lithuanian.
Right.
My grandmother did, my great-grandmother did, but he saved money. He brought his mother-in-law, as far as he knew, his mother died. All of his family died. He found his mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He found his one sister.
Right.
A few brothers. He paid to bring them over. And they all got restarted in the United States.
Great.
You know, but they really worked hard. And I never actually got to meet my grandfather.
Okay.
He died before, long before I was born. He used to turn the lights on and off at Cleveland Tower.
Oh, yeah.
For the city of Cleveland. That's where he died, was up in that tower.
Okay.
But I grew up in the city of Cleveland, and I grew up in a Lithuanian community. And
how did you end up here?
That's a very long story you don't have time for. my dad died when I was just turning 18.
Mm-hmm.
And just before my graduation. And then I married a year and a half later and lived in Cleveland for a while. And then
right.
I went to Geneva on the Lake and we lived there for quite a long time. We bought a house there. And
right.
That's where I had my kids. And then I moved back to, where did I go from there? I moved to Ashtabula. After I divorced my husband, he was mean. After I divorced him, I went to Ashtabula.
Okay.
See, I've been all over a good part of the Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, a good part of Ohio. But yeah, there's a lot more to that. But everybody doesn't need to hear all that.
Right.
But the point being that people need to come in legally. They need to come in looking for work. And I'm not saying these people coming in now don't want work.
Well, some of them are working.
Yeah, some of them are working.
Right.
But they're giving them visas, cash, free medical, free schooling, My kid had to pay for his schooling.
Mine still had to pay
for hers. Yeah, I don't think he's quite done with it yet. And he's been out for almost 20 years.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because my daughter's still paying for hers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Go to school for what? 2 years? Two-year degree, $35,000 you owe after it's over?
My Frank was in school, I think, a total of 7 years. Mm. And, yeah. Big money.
I know, it has to be, because hers
it was well over 100. It was well over 100.
I'm so sure. It seems almost impossible because all these other people in other countries are afforded so much from our government.
That's it.
Ukraine. From our government.
It's just given and given. And oh, you want it here, it's yours.
Yes.
But think about the people that are handing it over.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a whole group of them.
What are they getting in return?
I don't know what our government is getting in return.
The government itself, I'm not going to say is getting anything in return. What about the people that are in the government? What are they getting in return?
I have no idea.
There's something there. So I said we're going to see that there's going to be some opening up and some surprises. Just like
also, this is your prediction for today. We only have, well, we're out of time. Thank you, Marie, so much. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to The Talking Point. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett. Is it, how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids